Welcome to the News Corp EU Open podcast on the 26th of November 2025. Asia-Pac stocks tracked Wall Street gains, supported by Russia-Ukraine optimism and softer yields. The dollar was subdued, yen firmed on BOJ hike talk, and Kiwi led after the expected RBNZ rate cut. US equities advanced with the S&P 500 up 0.91%, Dow Jones 1.43%, Nasdaq 100 0.58%, and Russell 2000 2.14%. Tech underperformed but paired losses, while health and consumer discretionary led. Energy lagged amid optimism over Russia-Ukraine peace progress. Trump said only a few disagreements remain and that he's sending envoys Witkoff and Driscoll to Moscow and Kiev. Weak US data, including soft retail sales and consumer confidence, did little to move markets, while reports suggested Kevin Hassett is the frontrunner for Fed chair, though other sources denied a frontrunner exists. In Asia-Pac trade, regional stocks mostly gained. The ASX 200 rose on mining strength, the Nikkei climbed as SoftBank rebounded, and traders shrugged off reports that the BOJ is preparing markets for a possible December hike. The Hang Seng and Shanghai Composite lagged on mixed earnings from Alibaba and NIO. US futures extended higher into Thanksgiving, while Euro stocks 50 futures pointed to another positive open. In the FX space, the dollar index stayed weak after soft data and peace deal optimism. Euro held firm above 115, supported by ECB's Maclouf expressing concern over service and food inflation. Cable firmed ahead of the UK budget, while dollar-yen reversed early gains after the BOJ hike story. Aussie rose on strong CPI data, and Kiwi outperformed after the RBNZ cut the OCR by 25 basis points to 2.25% and projected rates on hold through 2026. The PBOC fixed the yuan midpoint at 7.0796. In fixed income, treasuries eased after a bull steepening, German debt gave back gains ahead of ECB speakers, and Japanese debt slipped on mild yield upticks following the BOJ source report. Crude was range-bound, gold stayed supported by weaker yields, and copper extended its rebound above $5.10 per pound. Bitcoin was steady around 87,500. Japanese PM Takaichi said the stimulus package isn't reckless, noting debt issuance will stay below last year's level and that Japan will watch yen and yields closely. On geopolitics, Trump said the Ukraine deal is close, that Russia is making concessions and that Europe will play a key role in security guarantees. Zelensky said Ukraine is ready to move forward and called for continued European support. Reports suggested the latest peace draft is more favourable for Kyiv, allowing it to keep an 800,000-strong army. The UK government approved a 4.1% increase in the minimum wage to £12.71 from April 2026. Looking ahead, highlights include US Dallas Fed, jobless claims, UK autumn budget, Fed beige book, speakers including ECB's Wojciech, Lane and Lagarde, and supply from Germany and the US. Thank you for listening. For up-to-date market news and access to the exclusive analyst chat, please check out the service.